Joshua McMillan is an Alabama graduate, a three-time national champion after Monday, and also a native Memphian, graduate of Whitehaven High School. Let's make him the Giant Interview.
Now, it's the Giant Interview, presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Josh, man, we appreciate the time and congratulations.
Thank you.
So how does it feel, man, number three? I mean, do they run together? Is each one, you know, special in its own way? How does it feel?
It feels amazing, and I'll definitely have to say this one is way more better than, you know, any of the ones that I've gotten in the past. Just the chemistry that this team has had, like the bonds that I've had, you know, the relationships, me playing offense, defense coming together, you know, just everyone coming together as a team, as a group, you know, just trying to get the goal done, just get the goal accomplished. And, you know, we came together back way back in, I think it was spring, January, February, somewhere in there. And, you know, we just kind of set goals. And, you know, we came in with the same mindset. Look, we're going to come in, we're going to come back and win a national championship for the team, you know. Going 11-2 last year, it just wasn't good enough. It wasn't the standard for, you know, the University of Alabama. So, you know, I think just everyone buying in, coming together, and, you know, being focused and having that same goal is what really, you know, helped us out a lot this year. And just being there, being in the atmosphere, you know, on the national stage with their group, it was a lot. Meant a lot to me. It meant a lot to the guys. And, you know, we end up accomplishing the goal, winning the national championship. So that was the, you know, the biggest thing. And, you know, even outside of, you know, with the Heisman race going on, you know, other national.
Now, I think, you know, certainly a lot more to get to with him. But, I mean, you can just tell right then and there. I mean, even though, you know, the role wasn't maybe what he imagined, and we'll ask him about that too. Clearly, it was special, you know, and I think that's in terms of, you know, why you get into this. I mean, that's what you want to hear.
No, I mean, all the sacrifice that goes into it. Josh, we got you back.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yep. We can. We got you, and you ended right where I wanted to pick up. You talked about all the buy-in that you got to have. The part that we didn't see as fans, as a country, right? You guys come out on every Saturday. You got 11 SEC games. You come out and perform the college football playoff, win it all. But there's what we didn't see, too, and you talked about the buy-in. How tough was it this season, behind the scenes, you know, trying to stay on the field, having the COVID protocol and all that? How much sacrifice was there? The stuff that we didn't see, that part had to be tough.
Yeah, I could definitely say it was real tough. It started out with COVID. We had to get up, I think, every morning for every week for about a week or two straight. You know, we had to get nose swabs. Because we didn't really know, you know, what COVID was, what was going on, you know, how the virus may, you know, reach someone. So, like, we were definitely in panic mode, you know, and just going to work out with each other, you know, not knowing who has the virus. So, you know, like, COVID, you know, definitely played a big part into it. But, you know, like, we bought into it, you know, Coach Saban wanted, you know, the principles and values of, you know, the team, and, you know, we bought into Coach Saban's plan, and it ended up paying off, you know, the days of us going to, like, practice all day, you know, meetings all day, you know, mentally it wears on you, but I think we were able to, you know, get it done and obviously win the championship.
You know, Josh, I think a lot of people in Memphis are familiar with your story, but just to sort of, you know, refresh it, last season, going into last season, you know, you were a projected starter on that defense, and unfortunately, you know, you suffer that ACL injury, and I'm sure there was a moment after that, having been down there for 4 years, where you're probably wondering, you know, am I going to come back? Even though I have the opportunity to do that, am I really going to do it? You decided to do it. You were rewarded with a national championship.
But
can you just kind of take us into that thought process and why you decided, you know, to use your sixth year and come back to Alabama?
Well, I think it was more so, you know, like how I felt. You know, I felt like, you know, I could come back. I could do more for the team. You know, I felt like that I didn't want to leave my legacy here that way at the University of Alabama. I didn't want, you know, I didn't want to leave the older guys, you know, at the University of Alabama. I didn't want them to, you know, hang that over my head. Hey, you went out on a bad note. So, you know, just waking up every day, you know, with that purpose of my why, you know, going out, just trying to be the best version of me each and every day, you know, working out 2 or 3 times a day, doing extra fam. You know, I think that's kind of, you know, what got me through that, you know, just having a purpose, you know, a why, basically, you know, why you're waking up, why you're doing what you're doing. So I think that's definitely played a lot, you know, and just, you know, pushing me to get back to where I am, you know, where I want to be.
Did it feel like, Josh, that Saban, people have been writing about this, we thought we noticed it. We talked to Barrett Jones, a former Tide offensive lineman as well, said he thought he noticed it too. Did Saban look like he enjoyed this one more so maybe than others, maybe because of everything that you all had been through? You've won 3 of these, so you would know. Did he enjoy this one more?
Yeah, I can definitely say he did. You know, for him to get up there on the national stage and, you know, shed a tear for us. You know, as much he says it all the time, you know, like, you know, I love this team, I love this group. You know, it's just, it was something special there. Like, I can definitely say, you know, I'm honored, I'm happy, you know, to even be a part of it.
Yeah.
And yep. I just love it. You know, it's just, words can't speak. You can't put words into it. You know, it's just that feeling you get, you know, being out there with your brothers.
We, of course, talking to Josh McMillan, Alabama linebacker, 3-time national champion, graduated from Whitehaven right here in Memphis. Just to spend a little bit of time on the team itself, Josh, I mean, going against that offense every day, I mean, in practice, I mean, what was it something where when this season started, even though it was going to be an SEC-only schedule, like you knew what it was, they're going to have a hard time ever getting that offense off the field?
Like, just those guys are beasts. You know, they're the Joe Moore Award winners. You know, we have Nigel Harris, the best running back in the country, and then, you know, B-Rob being the second best back, in my opinion. You know, like, just going up against those guys, you know, you have to come in every day with, you know, your mind ready, you know, to go up against them. And, you know, you have to play your best and be your best. And I think that's, like, with those guys, me going against those guys, it kind of pushed me in a way, and, you know, it's become better. And I thank them. You know, they came every day ready to work. I came every day ready to work. And, you know, we made each other better in the end.
How in the world, Josh, does Ohio State get caught with a linebacker on Devontae? I mean, how does that happen, man?
I mean, look.
And what do they expect to happen?
We do a lot of motioning in and out. You know, Steve Sarkisian, he's a offensive guru.
Yep.
And, you know, like he had a good game plan in mind. And, you know, the team, Mac Jones and everyone, we executed. And, you know, Devontae, Smitty is Smitty. You know, he's going to make a play regardless who's around. So I'm pretty sure the defense didn't get adjusted to it. And, hey, you know, Smitty goes up for it. He's going to come down with it.
No, he is unbelievable. He can turn a 2-yard drag route into an 80-yard touchdown. He is as special as they come. I want to talk about you off the field for a minute here, Josh. When you announced you were coming back to Alabama for that last year, you also said that you were the first black Alabama football player to graduate with a mechanical engineering degree. You said that you were the first person in your family to graduate from a 4-year university. I obviously you're proud of the national championships and to be a part of those. Not many people can say that in their college careers, but I imagine that piece of it too, what you accomplished with your education, I imagine that ranks up there just as much.
Yeah, it really does. Just being raised how I was, you know, my parents always pushing me, you know, look, your education is more important than anything in the world. You know, when you're done with football and everything, like, you're gonna have your mind and everything, and you're still gonna need your mind, you're gonna need your brain. So, you know, my dad always kind of pushed me to go to school, to, you know, and do something, you know, do something with it. You know, you have a scholarship, take advantage of it. And, you know, go. I didn't want to be, you know, the regular average Joe, you know, go to school, get a communications degree. Yeah. Not saying anything to people who get communications degree, because, I mean, it's a good degree to have, but, you know, I wanted something more out of it. And, you know, I wanted to put my best foot forward. And, you know, I always feel like I work better when I'm pushing myself, you know, to do better. So, I obviously, you know, I wanted to go in and actually put my best foot forward. And that's when I chose mechanical engineering. And it was tough. It was real tough. You know, I had good days, bad days, but I had a great support system. My family, they were up with me when I was studying for a test at 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning. So I just definitely thank them, you know, for everything they have done to me. My brothers, LaRon, Jason, Sylvester, Brandon McMillan, my mom and dad, Jacqueline, Sylvester McMillan, my wife, Bridget, you know, just thank them for being with me through that whole process.
Hey, don't worry about Josh. I'm one of those dudes with a communications degree, and I guarantee you what you did was much more impressive. I think we would all agree on that. How about this? How about a shout out? How about the factory that is Whitehaven High? You had Cormonte Hamilton on the other side over playing for Ohio State, another Whitehaven grad. How about the talent you guys pumping out? How about old Coach Salisbury?
Oh, look, man, Coach Salisbury is awesome.
Yes, sir.
I love him to death. Like, my older brother, Jason, he went to high school at Whitehaven. I used to come up all the time just being around the guys. I know so many people from Whitehaven, just from, you know, my younger brother. And then, you know, Rodney Salisbury, I used to come up, you know, see him, talk to him. He'd be like, Lil Macmillan, that's what he used to call me. That's how it started off. And so, like, after that, once I got to school, once I got into to the ninth grade, you know, just doing everything, just being who I am, just doing my job, you know, things kind of picked up. You know, Coach Salisbury saw my talents, and, you know, he wanted to put me on the field. And, look, I thank him for everything, because ever since then, you know, the sky has been a limit.
They're proud of you, brother.
We know you're still in Miami, Josh. The game was Monday. You ever plan on coming back? You ever going to leave Miami?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to leave. You know, we don't really get any time to enjoy ourselves, you know. Like, we've been at it since, what, January with Zoom calls and everything. So, and I had a birthday. My birthday was December the 20th. So, I'm just trying to get out in these streets, Miami streets, and see what it's about. But no, like, just get out, just to try and enjoy my time, you know, just take a little vacation before, you know, it gets back to work.
No doubt, you know, man.
You've earned it, Josh.
You absolutely
you know
have.
That, brother.
You deserve the celebration, man. An
congrats on everything.
Career capped off with a third national champion.
Thank you.
Josh, thanks for the time, man.
Appreciate your time, brother.
Thank you.
Yep.
He is Josh McMillan. Alabama Crimson Tide linebacker. Been there since, I believe, 2015. That means he's got 3 rings there as part of that team. And, you know, listen, how many people can say they've won 3 titles in college? I mean, the list is probably quite short, and they probably all come from Alabama.
Barrett get 3?
Barrett did get 3. He sure did.
Those gotta be the only 3-time title holders.
From Memphis, how about that? 2 guys from Memphis have 3 college world championships.
Right?
That's
a select group.
Yes. You could go down the list. I mean, I just can't imagine that list is, in terms of the modern era of college football, I just don't think that list is very long. And they can only come from a handful of places. Probably just one. That's Alabama.
To have it all pay off, and then even when you got the 2, though, but to have it all pay, the decision to come back.
Yep.
Right, everything you got to go through for COVID, the protocol.
Absolutely.
At one point, you're in fear. You don't know who's what your teammate had. You've been, you know, all of that to get through it all and top it off with it. I don't imagine it could end much more special than
right.
It certainly did for Josh.
That's right.
Congratulations to him and on the degree.
Absolutely.
My gosh, engineering.
Yep. Thanks to Josh Miller for joining us on the show today.